And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Lincoln Southeast High School, home of the Lincoln Southeast Knights. But tonight, it belongs to the semifinals for the girls' C2 volleyball semifinals. No other way to put it. Winner goes to the championship from here, and tonight, it's a fantastic matchup. It will be a rematch for the Sandy Creek Cougars and the Sutton Phillies, and the teams have just now taken the court to get things off and running, warming up, and it is a misty night here in Lincoln, but sure can't tell that from the crowds just pouring in here. They have lined up to get into this event and to see these two teams meet for the fifth time this season. The two have split their four earlier meetings at two apiece, and each and every one of those matches has been a treat to watch, and we expect absolutely nothing different tonight. There are a lot of plot lines and a lot of background stories and a lot of fantastic volleyball coming our way, so we are going to get right to it and jump right into our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show. We will take a quick break. When we come back, we'll open up this whole can of drama coming your way, about to unfold from the state playoffs in Lincoln for the semifinals. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Kerr Chevrolet is Hastings' only GM-certified dealership. What does that mean to you? No worries. Your GM-certified used vehicle comes with a 100,000-mile 5-year powertrain limited warranty, a 12-month 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper warranty, 117-point vehicle inspection, a vehicle history report, like-new financing for qualified buyers, 24-hour roadside assistance, courtesy transportation, and more. Shop Kerr Chevrolet in Hastings for your no-worries GM-certified used vehicle today.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to our Kerr Chevrolet pregame show, brought to you by Kerr Chevrolet, Hastings' only GM-certified used dealership. No worries at Kerr Chevrolet. Shop Kerr Chevrolet and find out why on South Burlington. Kerr Chevrolet, proud sponsors of our pregame show. Welcome all of you listening in on 94.5. Thank you so much for tuning in. Got a great match coming your way. Again, the Sandy Creek Cougars taking on the Sutton Phillies for the right to play in the Coliseum. It is the Class C2 semifinals. Rob Austin with you courtside. And if you are listening to us on 94.5, you may also catch us via the internet at www.kliqfm.com. So if somebody is out of the area and not able to catch it, or if you reach your destination and still want to catch the game, pick us up online at KLIQFM.com. Live streaming is always available. And, of course, these games will be available down the road. Give us a couple days and we will put these matches online, and you'll be able to download them, burn them to a CD, forever listen to them as long as you desire. And let me tell you, these girls have desired for a long time to get to where they are, and you can tell by their fan support that they are absolutely geared up, fired up, and ready to go. Again, these two teams have met each other on four occasions earlier in the season. They know each other well. They know their strengths. They know their weaknesses, or at least they hope they do, and ought to by now. So what it comes down to is this: the desire, the determination, and the coaches, of course, making the right calls at the right times to get things going. And we've got a trio of coaches that have guided these teams to get exactly where they are right now, and they clearly wanted to be here. Sutton were the state made it last year and won the consolation round. Forgive me on that one. Sutton did a fantastic job to get here last year, and anything short of getting into the state championships tomorrow is going to be a rough one for Sutton fans and players and coaches to swallow, because it has been something they have geared their entire season to. Sutton, clearly the favorites all the way in C2, and they are here by no stretch of the imagination because of that determination, that desire to, one, get back here, and two, not settle for anything less than that championship matchup, and that is exactly on the track that the Phillies are headed for. As for the Sandy Creek Cougars, oh, by the way, the Sutton Phillies owe a lot of their ability to get here again to Coach Chris Erickson. Erickson is the head coach of the Phillies, and he's done an excellent job firing up his girls, motivating them to get going. He's got a very good squad that has gotten the Phillies here. For Sandy Creek, also a pair of good coaches there in the form of Kaylee Lepofsky and Lauren Williams, two coaches who have are co-coached these teams, this team rather, the Sandy Creek Cougars this year, and this year is their first year. Last year, Sandy Creek won but five games all season long. Five games is all they could muster to win. This year, it is a complete 180, and in the Sandy Creek Cougars, let me tell you, have responded to what these two coaches, Kaylee Lepofsky and Lauren Williams, what they have. We will tell you a little bit more about those two ladies' role in the matchup that we are about to have unfold in front of us tonight. But right now we're going to take a quick break and pay some thanks to our sponsors, our many sponsors who have lined up to back these teams and push them all the way into the state championship. So stay with us. We will break down Sandy Creek coming up. Right now we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the semifinal action from Lincoln on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Sutton Livestock Auction strives to meet the needs of growers, feeders, and meatpackers by offering many different livestock services, including internet auction, buying, and selling. Hogs and cattle sales every Friday starting at 11 a.m. Visit SuttonLivestock.com for more information. Good luck, Sutton Phillies.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting congratulates Jamie, Vanessa, Maria, and the entire Phillies team on a great volleyball season. Van Kirk Brothers specializes in heavy construction, including highways, underground utilities, storm sewers, and water mains. Call today, 773-5250. That's 773-5250. Owners John, Jim, and David Van Kirk wish the Phillies best of luck in today's game.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And hey, welcome back once again to Lincoln Southeast High School. Rob Austin with you courtside as the teams begin their warming up process, and I tell you, just looking at the faces of the girls that are getting ready to stand on this court, there is some serious intensity out here, and the crowd continues to pile in. Lincoln Southeast is a pretty good-sized gym with bleachers on both sides, and they are, I would guesstimate that Sutton side is near capacity, and Sandy Creek side on the far side of the court is about three-quarters full, and there are still people working their way to the seats. So speaking of Sandy Creek, let's kind of get into some of that background of Sandy Creek. There's a lot of drama and a lot of emotion on the court for the Cougars tonight. One, again, they have not been here in quite some time. The last time that Sandy Creek Cougars made it into the playoffs was 1997, and they were state champions in 1977. And I'd like to give you a couple guesses as to who were two of the players on that 1997 team. And if you guessed Kaylee Lepofsky and Lauren Williams, you guessed absolutely correct. They have a loyalty to Sandy Creek, and they are a big part of the Cougar turnaround to get them exactly where they are right now. And it is no stretch of the imagination to look and speak with Kaylee and Lepofsky and Lauren Williams and their excitement about the game and their attitudes towards playing volleyball and motivating the girls is incomparable. It is just absolutely amazing. These girls respond when they tell, the coaches tell the Sandy Creek Cougars to jump. They've already jumped, and they're going to jump even higher the next time. They have responded in every shape, form, and fashion And, boy, look at the results. Look at the schedule now that we've Sandy Creek has amassed 24-6, an awesome turnaround, and especially when you consider that two of those losses came at the hands of the Phillies. Now you've got four other losses, and a lot of that you can attribute to playing some solid teams to get them the power points that they got here. Sandy Creek, if you remember, won the sub-districts from, I believe they were the four seed in the sub-districts. They were the four seed in the sub-districts and knew that they had to win to get in. So they had to beat Thayer Central. They had to beat Sutton for the second time in the season, and they had to beat Heartland at the districts, or Sandy Creek more than likely would not have gotten in. As it is for the Sutton Phillies, they were able to get in only because of the wild card, one of two wild cards that are given out in the D1, or C2 rather, excuse me, and actually any of the classes. But Sandy Creek had to fight their way in. Sutton squeaked it, if you will, by getting the wild card. However, because of their power points from NSAA, they were able to land at number one seed here, and that's why Sutton is listed as the number one team here in C2, and it doesn't take much to guess why when you look at the caliber of the opponents they played, the difficulty of their schedule, and the manner in which they played and won. That's why Sutton comes in at number one, even from the wild card position. The Cougars, again, fought tooth and nail to get in here, emphasis on nail, because I'm sure there were some broken nails out there, but these girls have got a lot of heart and a lot of determination to get here, and again, they haven't been here since 1997, so Sandy Creek very excited about being here. Sandy Creek also a little bit on the apprehensive side, because next year, Sandy Creek will be joined by Clay Center. Clay Center, earlier today, guaranteed their place in the state championship, so the Clay Center team, rather, guarantee that they're going to be in the state championships. They're in and playing tomorrow on a game that we're going to be covering for you, the Clay Center matchup in the state championship. Sutton-Sandy Creek now will unfortunately end up on the same side of the bracket. They'll have to face each other, and only one of these teams can get to the state champions. The only better drama that could have imagined is if they would have got in separate brackets and then faced each other at the Coliseum. That would have been a too much to ask for. Stuff they write books and make movies about come from that. Sandy Creek's other line, we kind of briefly talked about it yesterday. Two of their players, Carrie Ann Shaw, junior, and Michaela Shaw, freshman, both starters for the Sandy Creek Cougars, lost their mother, who passed away after a match. She became ill during the match and died later. So you can't tell me that Carrie Ann Shaw and Michaela Shaw's minds are not on their mother right now. They are mourning that, to speak, but they are honoring her, and she, their mother, was actually the team mother as well, and they are playing this match for her, rest assured, and that is part of the motivation and part of the backbone and determination that the Cougars have, and they are playing with their hearts on their sleeves right now, and they're going to give it everything they've got. And boy, if you saw them play last night, Sandy Creek, they did an absolutely fantastic job to come away with a victory, and they did it because a lot of the girls that, you know, you expect Carrie Ann Shaw to come up with a lot of big kills. You expect Ashley Harms to come up with a lot of big kills, but you can't do it on just those two alone. You can't do it off the sets of Michaela Shaw. You can't do it with the service from Montana Hendricks. You can't do it with a solid defensive play and fantastic service from Amanda Kate. You can't do it individually. You've got to put that team together, and Sandy Creek has amassed a team that is very fun, very dynamic to watch. They tend to play, if there's a criticism against the Cougars, they tend to play at the level of the team they play. Well, tonight they're really going to have to elevate their level to play with the Sutton Phillies, because two solid teams, a lot on the line, a lot of emotion. We are going to take another break. When we come back, we will break down some of the individual players on the match that are going to have to step up and going to have to play big to advance these teams to the state championship. A lot on the line tonight and a lot of things to be playing for, but the point is we're here. We're going to be playing for it, and it is going to be an exciting match, to be sure. So make sure you stay with us. Again, you're listening to High School Volleyball Semifinals for Division C2 on KLIQFM.com and 94.5 The Breeze. We'll be right back.
Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar supports the farmers and agriculture in South Central Nebraska. Superior Deschler serves its customers with propane, custom application, liquid fertilizer, variable rate dry fertilizer, anhydrous ammonia, farm chemicals, refined fuels and seeds, including Dynagrow. Proudly serving Edgar, Fairfield, and the surrounding area. Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar. Good luck on the field and in the classroom to the Sandy Creek and area athletes from Superior Deschler Incorporated.
Clay County Physical Therapy is the standard in excellence for one-on-one hands-on care. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to all Clay County athletes.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies. From Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
When you work the land, you know that you can make the land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar, Nebraska. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Western Land Roller pumps, Hastings Irrigation Pipe and Supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling. Quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields and helping our economy grow stronger. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer and Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
Stop into Murray's Place in Sutton. Meet your friends and enjoy a relaxed atmosphere. Happy hours from 4 to 6. Murray's is the place where attractive people go to get ugly. Congratulations, Phillies, on a great season.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back once again to Lincoln Southeast High School for the semifinals for Class C2. The Sutton Phillies taking on the Sandy Creek Cougars. Capacity crowd packed in. There is a host of VIPs in the crowd tonight. A lot of scouting, if you will, going on. Some big names floating around, taking a peek at some of the talent that we've seen here. And a lot of key players on both sides of the net tonight. And as for the Sutton Phillies, all eyes are going to be on Claire Bergen, who leads the Sutton Phillies in kills. Also, Corey Amon has been doing an absolutely fantastic job for the Phillies. 476 touches on the ball this year, 57 aces. Jessica Osterhaus getting a lot of look, too, at 6 foot in the middle. She leads the team in blocks with 63 and is just a very solid position player. For the Sandy Creek Cougars, all eyes are going to be on Carrie Ann Shaw. She leads the team with 278 kills on the season. That's not counting the 20-some that she got yesterday. Ashley Harms is number two, just 20 kills behind on the season for Sandy Creek. Ashley Harms has a big touch on the ball, so that's exactly what we're looking at there. And then service for Sandy Creek, hats off to Montana Hendricks, doing a fantastic job at 37 aces on the year. Taylor Horst right behind her at 31, and if any of those names jump out at you, the one name that jumps out to me is the one who's not a team leader in any of the categories, but has definitely increased her level of play clearly to the state level, and that would be Amanda Caton. Amanda Caton is a 5'5 junior. Defensively, she is doing an absolutely fantastic job. And that second row, she has a lot of dig for saves that keep the Sandy Creek Cougars rallies going, and that is a huge asset. I'm sure there's some statistic in there somewhere, but she does a absolutely fantastic job. Love to see it, the level of Amanda Caton. And Sandy Creek, frankly, is going to need A games from all of their players. They're all going to have to step up and rise to the level to get here, to make themselves successful at this level. Right now they're getting starting lineups underway. We're going to catch ours on the other side of the national anthem, so we will tend to that. Sutton Phillies have largely on the back of Corey Amon and Claire Bergen. Big success for the Sutton Phillies. So Sutton Phillies again come to you with a record of 24-4. Their head coach, Chris Erickson, has got the Phillies in good position. Again, it's by no small feat that they get in to the playoffs, to the state championships at the number one seed, not winning their sub-districts or districts. So hats off to the Sutton Phillies for bringing up that level of play and looking to get back in the state championships this year. Last year, again, they settled for consolation. And this year, nothing short of that championship will satisfy the appetite of the Sutton Phillies. So should be a fantastic match. Things are shaping up as the crowd welcoming the Sutton Phillies onto the court as we speak. Again, we are at the Class C2 level, and this is going to be a good match because the winner of this match obviously goes to the state championship in the Coliseum, and they will play tomorrow at 5 o'clock. The loser of this match will play in the consolation match tomorrow at 10 o'clock, and that game will be on KHAS. We'll explain all that for you here in a little bit. We'll be right back with the starting lineups. This is High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Hey, welcome back to Lincoln. Here are the starting lineup for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Getting things started will be Amanda Caton. She is a 5'5 junior on the outside. On the opposite side of Caton will be Taylor Horst. Horst is a 5'10 junior. In the middle will be Ashley Harm. She's a 5'11 sophomore doing it up for the Sandy Creek Cougars. Carrie Ann Shaw is a 5'9 junior in the middle side as well. On the right side will be Montana Henrich. She's a 5'10 sophomore. And that's your starting lineup for the Sandy Creek Cougars. For the Sutton Phillies, their starting lineup looks like this. Amanda Wilnow is a 5'6 senior on the outside. Opposite of her will be the hard-hitting Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk is a 5'9 junior. Jessica Osterhaus is a 6-foot junior that will take down that middle position. Watch her along that front row all night long. Claire Bergen will be opposite her in the middle. She is a 5'10 junior. Vanessa Van Kirk is a 5'10 junior. She'll be on the right-hand side. Corey Amon is the setter for the Sutton Phillies. Michaela Shaw, by the way, is the setter for Sandy Creek Cougars. They're your starting lineups brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech Seed, proud sponsors of our starting lineup. Sutton will take over as the, will serve first, rather, to get us started here. Sutton will be serving in their red tops, black shorts. They'll be serving from left to right. On the right side will be Sandy Creek, and Sandy Creek's in their white tops and their black shorts. Both coaches are out there giving their last-minute preparations. A lot of intensity, a lot of nervousness, if you say, on the eyes of these girls. We'll get things started here for the Phillies. It'll be a shot into the net from Corey Amon. And Amon will give up the first point to Sandy Creek to get things started, 1-0. Sandy Creek takes over now. They'll make the first serve across, covered by Will now. On the left side, the attack comes from Van Kirk. Vanessa Van Kirk for the Phillies gets the service right back. And we're tied up at one, just underway here in the first set. Service now from Jamie Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk sends it across, covered in the back row. Attack coming from the left side, just off the hand. Missed hit by Michaela Shaw. Shaw went up for the kill and out of position and didn't get it, so Sutton stretches their lead to 2. Sutton back with the service now. Jamie Van Kirk drops it across, covered by Will now. Set from Amon. Attack comes on the right side. from Vanessa Van Kirk, and it's going to be misplayed by Sandy Creek. And it's 3-1, Sutton on top here in the first set. Service continues now from Jamie Van Kirk. The 5'9 junior walks it up, pops it across, covered in the back row. Set right on the left side. Michaela Shaw went up for it, saved in the back row by Sandy Creek. Hard kill, and Bergen is there to cover it. Now Will now loads up on the left side, comes across, back row saved, dunked over by Michaela Shaw. The Phillies get it back, the Cougars get it back. It's now 2-3. Amanda Caton makes the serve now for Sandy Creek. Will now loads up on the left side. Caton dives for it, can't get to it. Will now will get the kill. And this match goes to 4-2 in favor of Sutton. Sutton back now with the serve. Jessica Osterhaus brings it across. No, sends it right into the net. I thought I was going to get the roll and come over, so Sandy Creek comes back down by one. Carrie Ann Shaw with the service. It's going to be picked up in the back row. Hard kill in the middle. Bergen came up to hit it, but runs into a block, and Amon went down hard and gets up a little bit slow on that one for Sutton. She's up, hands on her knees, but we're tied up at four. She's no worse for the wear, calling the shots for the Phillies. Service comes over from Sandy Creek. Set comes over. We're going to get a double hit called on Sutton. And a rare miscue from Vanessa Van Kirk will give Sandy Creek the lead 5-4. Sandy Creek service is up. Will now to Amon. Hard shot from Bergen is going to be covered in the back row. Picked up. Brought down quickly on the left side from Taylor Horst. Horst comes up big, but it's going to be covered. And then back from the second row, the Sutton Phillies. Jamie Van Kirk in the back row brings it across for the kill. Tied up at 5. Sutton and Sandy Creek just underway here in the first set. Sutton now with the service. Vanessa Van Kirk gets it across. Misplayed by Amanda Caton. And it's 6-5. Sutton is on top. Service from Van Kirk comes across. Vanessa on the right side. Hard shot courtesy of Amanda Caton. And it's going to be covered and into the back row. Diving up to get it. Another second row shot kill from Jamie Van Kirk puts the Phillies on top 7-5. Van Kirk sends it across. Caton covers on the middle now. Attack comes down and in. It was Shaw that came up with it, Michaela Shaw. Check that. That's Claire Bergen. Nope, my mistake again. Wrong side, wrong team. It was Ashley Harms who came up. 7-6 now. Sandy Creek to serve. Down by one. Will now from the left side gets it to go in. Her name is Amanda Will now. Gets it to go with her second kill of the match. And it's 8-6. Sutton on top. Billy's rolling now. It'll be Amanda Will now to serve. Will now sends it across. Covered up by Caton to Shaw. Dunked over by Harms. Phillies were there on the left side, right down the line. Hard shot from Jamie Van Kirk. Sandy Creek is there. The Cougars now working to get it over. They'll send back the free ball. No call. On the left side now, loading up, bringing it down. Jamie Van Kirk with another kill. And it's 9-6. Sutton on top of Sandy Creek. Amanda Will now continues with the service. Will now is a 5-6, a senior for Sutton. She's a veteran of the team, pushed over from the Cougars. Tipped over by Van Kirk, Jamie Van Kirk. Blocked at the net by Bergen and Amon. And then hammering it. Harms come up, tried to blast it through and the block, and instead sends it right back into the net. It's 10-6. Sutton extends their lead to 4 in the first set. Will now fires into the net, and Sandy Creek will get it back. Down by 3, 7-10. They'll send Taylor Horst back to serve. Horst steps up to it, drives it, and she goes directly into the net. So some nerves playing in here. Sutton now up by 4. Claire Bergen to serve for the Phillies. She's got a running jump serve, and it's a nice one. Covers across. It's going to be picked up in the back row by Caton on the right side. Hammered in by Harms. Harms shifts over back to the middle. Blast through the block from Van Kirk, from Jamie Van Kirk. Pushed over. Diving effort from Will now. Jamie Van Kirk drives. Will now's there to save it. It'll be a free ball for the Cougars to load up on. They're going to attack from the left side. Hard shot from Caton. Just out of bounds. Caton put a little too much on it. Didn't get the touch at the net. The lead now for the Phillies is 5. 12-7. Bergen with a big jump serve now. Shaw brings it across. Harms fired into the block right back, but the Cougars were there to cover. Free ball now as the Cougars will set up. Shaw works the middle. Harms comes up through the block, but it comes right back towards her. Cougars still trying to play it, still keeping it alive. Good play. Nope, we got a whistle and a carry called on Sandy Creek. 13-7 here in the first set. Sutton on top. Timeout, Sandy Creek. Coach Lepofsky, Coach Williams want to talk about it. We'll take a quick 30 seconds as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
Clay County Physical Therapy is the standard in excellence for one-on-one hands-on care. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to all Clay County athletes.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop, 3G, and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring good rich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Sandy Creek timeout trying to stop the flow from Sutton as Sutton has piled it on. Up now by 6, 13-7, early in the first set now. Claire Bergen, the 5'10 junior, will continue the service. She's got that big run and jump serve. This one's going to be in, covered in the back row by Shaw, hammered across and saved by Bergen. Amon will push it over. It'll be a free ball now. Shaw works the left side. Brought down hard by Ashley Harms, and Harms is going to get the service back for Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek brings it in to the sudden streak, and it's a 13-8. Sandy Creek service now is underway. Amon works the left side to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk goes to the back row. Good dig for the Cougars as they'll dink it over and drop it right in between. Good read on that far right side. Montana Hendricks was there with a nice touch to bring the Cougars back to within 3, 13-9. Within 4, excuse me. Amon works hard shot. Quick return. Smash. Big block at the net. Credit Carrie Ann Shaw with that one. And Sandy Creek now makes it a 3-point Sutton lead. Sandy Creek whittling away at it now. Amon now will work on the left side. Jamie Van Kirk tries to go down the line just out of bounds. Sandy Creek will get the point and come within 2, 13-11. Back to work goes Ashley Harms on the service. Rotation now for the Phillies as Will now will come out. Mackenzie Schlottman enters for the Phillies. They're 3 deep on Harms. Harms steps up, brings it across. She's got a lot of heat on that ball, and it'll be a free ball right at the net. Perfect feed to Carrie Ann Shaw. Carrie Shaw was right there in the middle, and she just ripped that ball down and gets Sandy Creek now within 1, 13-12. Phillies holding on to the lead. Ashley Harms doing it up from the service line. Harms takes the cue from Williams. Coach Amon now works the right side, brings it down and out of bounds. Jessica Osterhaus worked her swing around the right side and then just drove that ball, and it carries out of bounds. And now we are tied up at 13. Timeout for Sutton as the rally from Sandy Creek turns the tide. We'll take a quick break and come back. Semifinal action from Lincoln on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
South Central Chiropractic in Sutton wishes the Sutton girls the best of luck. South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403. Good luck, Sutton Phillies, from South Central Chiropractic, 206 North Saunders in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back once again to Lincoln Southeast. Semifinal action for Class C2. Rob Osmond courtside. The timeout from Sutton because Sandy Creek had managed to rattle off three quick points to tie things up at 13. Sandy Creek still with control from the service line. Amanda Keaton throws it across. Jamie Van Kirk loads up. Good backcourt dig by Ashley Harm. She'll push it over in a free ball. Amon now works the left side. Here comes the attack from the Phillies, and it's going to be batted right back and down on the Sutton side of the court, and Sandy Creek has their first lead of the match, 14-13 here in the first set. Harms rattling off some serious points for Sandy Creek, has got them back the lead now. Phillies working the left side. Jamie Van Kirk gets it to go. Good diving effort by Carrie Shaw to keep it alive for Sandy Creek. Dumped over by Amon now in the middle. Carrie Shaw rips it down alongside the net. She's going to get it to go. Carrie Shaw comes up big. Sandy Creek stretches their lead now to 2, 15-13. Will now will come back in for the Phillies. Schlottman heads to the bench. Harm still working now. Works the right side. Drops it in. Will now is there to cover. Bad return. It's going to go right to the Cougars. And they'll just drop it over. Now the Cougars. Carrie Shaw dinks it over right to the empty spot. Nobody was there. No, the Phillies kept it going. No, the whistle blew. Whistle blows. Phillies thought the play was continuing, but the ball had bounced to the ground. Sandy Creek now has reversed fields, and it is a three-point lead for the Cougars. Harm serve comes over, picked up by Van Kirk. On the left side, it's Jamie Van Kirk. Drops it in and gets it in front of the diving Cougars. And just coming up short was Taylor Horst. And it's 16-14. Sutton now trying to get back in it. Corey Amon works that sidestep, jump serve, hammers it across, picked up in the back row. Cougars will have to give chase. Good hustle by Michaela Shaw. In the middle, hard shot. Osterhaus finds the bottom of the net. Boy, she just ripped that down the court, bounces it off the floor, and Sutton now is right back at it within one, 16-15. Amon works that sidestep, running jump serve to perfection. Gets it up, drives it, gets it across back row. Hurst was there. Brought down quick, perfect feed to Carrie Shaw. Shaw brought it down in a hurry and gets the kill and the point. Sandy Creek gets it back. Their lead now is 2, 17-15 in the first set. Service comes over. Battle at the net. Amon now, again, left side of Jamie Van Kirk. She finds a spot down on the court and gets it to go. And Sutton now draws back within one, 17-16. It'll be Jamie Van Kirk with the service for Sutton. Down by one. Sutton led by six not too long ago, and Sandy Creek battled back, built their lead to three. And since then, it's been awful quiet, but a hard shot. One of the Shaws came up big and got the point for Sandy Creek. Make it 18-16. Sandy Creek will get the service. It'll be Amanda Keaton. Keaton, again, has clearly elevated her play. Keaton's a 5'5 junior, 350 digs from that back row. Will now loads up for Sutton. They keep it alive. Amon goes back to Will now. Will now through the block, gets it to go. Cougars are there to cover. They'll shift gears and jump to the left side, brought over by Taylor Horst. Cougars now set to reload. Shaw works to Hurst along the side. Taylor Horst gets it to go, and the 5'10 junior picks up a big point for Sandy Creek. They stretch their lead now, 19-16. Timeout, Sutton, 19-16 here in the first set of the Sandy Creek rally. We'll be right back right after these messages. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 at KLIQFM.com.
At Sutton Lumber, we're proud to call Sutton home. If you're proud of your home and have projects coming up, from construction to fix it yourself, visit your hometown store, Sutton Lumber, a proud supporter of our Sutton area student athletes.
The Butcher Shop in Fairfield proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes and teams. Good luck in all your games. The Butcher Shop does custom butchering and processing of beef, pork, and lamb, also canned meat. And as many people know, the Butcher Shop is your place for the processing of your deer meat. Gene and Eileen invite you in for some great sale prices on prime rib this week. Stop in or call the Butcher Shop, 301 Northeast Street in Fairfield, supports the Sandy Creek students in the classroom and on the field.
The Breeze, 94.5.
A lot of good sponsors on both sides of the net tonight. We clearly thank them. Back underway now. Sutton drives it down. Van Kirk, Vanessa Van Kirk, comes up. Here's Will now. Back to Eamon. Eamon goes back row to Jamie Van Kirk. Her shot picked up by Caton. Pushed over by Horst. Eamon now works for the Phillies. Covered by Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek, a little bit of confusion. Tries to work it into the net. It'll take them four hits and they won't get it. So Sandy Creek had a little bit of backcourt confusion. And it results in a point for Sutton. Sutton now drawn back in at 19-17. Phillies down by two. Service from Jessica Osterhaus is going to be just out of bounds. And Sandy Creek will get it right back. And they hit that magical number of 20. We talked about the psychological advantage of being the first team to hit 20. But you got to be able to finish it and cash in. Eamon works the right side. Swinging around was Will now. Will now makes the adjustment, but the set was just a little bit off its mark. And Will now can't make it happen. And Sandy Creek now stretches the lead to 21-17. Service now from Kerry Shaw. Kerry Shaw to Michaela. Good set on the right side. Brought down. Eamon's there to cover it for the Cougars at the net. Played tough. Hard shot comes by the hands of Vanessa Van Kirk. And Vanessa gets the service back to Sutton. Cuts this lead now to 3, 21-18. Sandy Creek on top. But Sutton trying to turn the tide. Vanessa Van Kirk comes up, 5'10", junior, zips it across, covered by Caton. To Shaw, Harms comes up, but it's going to be saved. No, knocked out of bounds, but not from lack of trying from the Phillies or from the Cougars. They made a big run at it, but Sutton draws back now. The lead is but 2, 21-19. Vanessa Van Kirk touches it over. It's short in the first row, dinked over, covered by Will now. For the Phillies. Back row, Jamie Van Kirk feeds right into the block of Michaela Shaw. And Michaela Shaw comes up. Now Harms hammers it in and gets the kill for Sandy Creek. 22-19. Back to a three-point lead. Sandy Creek knocking on the door. Some rotations now as exiting will be Macy Steinhauer. And in the match for the Phillies again is Jessica Osterhaus. They can use her height right about now. Eamon works to Will now. Will now drops it over. Michaela Shaw was there. Dropped over. Nobody there for Sutton. Nobody home in that midcourt. And the Phillies caught out of position. Sandy Creek takes advantage of it. Up by four. Rotation now coming out for the Phillies will be Vanessa Van Kirk. And into the match is Macy Steinhauer one more time to handle the service from Michaela Shaw. Michaela Shaw service is going to go off the back row of the Phillies and into the crowd. 24, it is match point, or excuse me, way ahead of myself tonight. Set point. Steinhauer will exit. Vanessa Van Kirk will come back into the back row on the right side. Service from Michaela Shaw is in. Eamon plays it right at the net. She'll push it over on the right side attack. Pushed in, Will now covers. Eamon loads up through the block, gets it back. Cougars reloading now on the left side. Hard shot from Horst. Horst has her shot covered by Osterhaus in the back row. Jamie Van Kirk loads up from the back row. Phillies are, Cougars are there. Horst one more time gets it to go out of bounds. Sutton hangs on, still set point. Amanda Will now will handle the service down by four, 24-20, miss hit. Sutton battles back. A miss hit from the back row. Shaw turned her head the last second, tried to put it someplace, and nobody was available. 24-21, Will now brings it across. Shaw now quickly brings it over, takes advantage of that open spot. Got two Sutton players that collide, and the first set belongs to Sandy Creek, 25-21. We'll take a quick break and come right back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
Will you get more Superstore?
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. And first set, living up to all the expectations we had. Big battle back and forth. Sutton built up a six-point lead at 13 points, 13-7. And then Sandy Creek called a key timeout and started to whittle their way back. Stopped the drive from Sutton, got back, got a three-point lead before the field reversed, and Sutton started to come back. Sutton built themselves up a little bit of a lead, and then all of a sudden, Sandy Creek kicked into second gear, and they built a three-point lead and then a five-point lead, and they finished strongly with a 25-21 win to take that ever-so-important first set. So Sandy Creek in the driver's seat right now, but we got a lot of volleyball coming up ahead of us, and it is a fun match to be here with. A lot on the line. We, you know, we set the stage with all the drama and all the background sub-bars, if you will, or sidebars, rather, to make this game more interesting. And I tell you what's making it interesting is the play on both sides of the net. Big play, and a lot of players stepping up for Sandy Creek. Amanda Caden, Taylor Horst had some big kills in that first set, and these are the girls that are not heavily relied upon, and Sutton doing a good job of keying on carry shot to kind of limit the time she can touch the ball, and, of course, very aggressive blocking by the Sutton Phillies against Ashley Harms when she approaches the net, and Sandy Creek needing some players in the background to step forward and make it happen. As for the other side, Sutton now will make some adjustments, and we'll see if that'll bear fruit for Coach Chris Erickson. That's your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. These girls are ready to go back to action. The rotations have been counted off. Everybody in the right place. Sandy Creek will start on the service line. It'll be, looks like it's Ashley Harms to get things started. She's going to fire it off. Amon now works the left side. Jamie Van Kirk touches it over, covered by Montana Hendricks. And the point's going to go to Sutton as the Phillies catch Sandy Creek out of position. Sutton on top. Corey Amon fires it across. Pushed up and over by Harms for a free ball now. Amon now works the left side. Jamie Van Kirk rips it and splits the defense in the back row and gets the drop for the big kill. Sutton on top. 2-0 now to get things started here in the second set. Corey Amon, sidestep, running, jump, serve, hammers it across, covered now in the back row. Tough play coming off the court to get it is Michaela Shaw. They'll go back up on the net. Jamie Van Kirk hammers from the left side, covered by the Phillies. They'll send, or by the Cougars, rather. They'll send back the free ball now. Cougars on defense. Loading it up on the left side. Hard shot, good save. Carrie Shaw is in on it. Caton sends it across, and now down the line, way out of bounds, trying to cut that corner, was Vanessa Van Kirk for the Phillies, and it gets launched out of bounds about 2 feet deep on the net, and Sandy Creek will have their first point of the second set. Service from Amanda Caton now is going to be knocked out of bounds on the return from Sutton, and Sandy Creek keeps the drive alive. They've tied it up at two. Caton rips it across. Will now goes down to get it. Feeds Sandy Creek perfectly, and the Cougars now will zip it across. Michaela Shaw gets it to go. Drops it in, and Sandy Creek has rattled off three straight points to take the lead, 3-2. Caton winds up, drops it over. At the left side, Amon has to just run across and punch it. J. Jamie Van Kirk will be there on the right side to get it for the Cougars. Tries to get back for the block in time. Osterhaus had it, but it goes out of bounds, and Sandy Creek will get the service back. Will continue service up by 2-4-2. Amanda Keaton will get another shot at it. Granddaughter of Joe Wilson from Joe Sports Cards, Diecast Collectibles, and Hastings will get an ace serve. Perfect timing for Amanda Keaton, making Grandpa proud. 3-point lead now for the Cougars. Substitutions now back in the match. Mary Steinhauer. Steinhauer makes a play off the return serve. Amon feeds the middle. Hard shot wide open and down for the point. Jamie Van Kirk came through with a hammer. She hurt that ball. It's rolling funny. 5-3 now. Sutton loads up. Jamie Van Kirk pounds it across. Misplayed by Caton. Good save. But knocked out of bounds by the Cougars. Montana Hendricks put a nice touch on the ball for the save, but it was too much on it. And it's 5-4. Sutton battling back. Jamie Van Kirk hammers it to Caton. To Shaw. Carey Shaw drives it down, and they're going to get called for four hits. And Sutton now battles back, ties it up. Sutton down, one set to nothing. We're tied here in the second. Jamie Van Kirk drives it across. Michaela Shaw drives it down. Makes a good set, and Carey hammers it down, and Sandy Creek's going to get it back. Sandy Creek regains the lead now, 6-5. Carey Shaw to serve. Carey winds up, side to side. This one that comes across. Will now's there to cover. Will now will just bump it over and send it back for a free ball. Cougars now. Michaela Shaw works the right side. Good feed, but knocked out of bounds by Harms. Harms had the right idea. Just a shade out. No, they're going to call that in. They called four hits. Before the shot was even made. So Sandy Creek catches the break and stretches their lead to two. Carey Shaw drives it across. Will now to Amon. In the middle, touched over by Vanessa Van Kirk. Vanessa Van Kirk keeps it alive. Amon makes a diving stop. Cougars will have to reload. Good effort by the Phillies on that one. Hard shot, knocked out of bounds, and that may have been meant to go out of bounds, but Jamie Van Kirk makes a play on it, and Sandy Creek will take the point. 8-5 is our score. It's a 3-point lead for the Cougars of Sandy Creek. Will now to Amon on the left side. Hard shot as Will now steps up and brings it back into play. On the right side, back set. Jamie Van Kirk lets it go. Make that Vanessa Van Kirk. Now it's Steinhauer. In the back row, Jamie Van Kirk hammers it. Good cover by Carey Shaw. Down and through. Taylor Horst steps up. And Horst puts a hurt on that ball, knocks it off the block and into the crowd. And Sandy Creek has built up a 9-5 lead. Timeout. Sutton. Sandy Creek took the first set. They lead the second by four. We'll take a quick break. Come back with more semifinal action from Lincoln. It's high school volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back. High school volleyball in the Breeze. Rob Osmond courtside for the semifinals for C2. Sandy Creek Cougars take the first set. They lead the second set here 9-5 over the Sutton Phillies. Phillies now making some adjustments as Coach Chris Erickson changes up shop just a little bit. Service now from Carey Shaw. Shaw's shot is covered. Amon battles at the net. No, she's in the net. She contorted in every position possible to stay out of the net, but ends up in it like a tuna. 10-5, Sandy Creek doubled up on the Phillies. Service from Carey Shaw. In the back row, covered by Steinhauer. Loading up on the right side is Osterhaus. Saved and then down to the court as the Phillies take advantage of some mismatches on that side of the net. 10-6. Jessica Osterhaus to serve for Sutton. She'll wind up, drive this one over. It's a hard, deep one. Shaw comes up. Michaela Shaw. Cougars on defense now. Through the block, ripped down. Amanda Will now got it to go. And Sutton will pick up the point. Two straight points for the Phillies. It's a four-point Sandy Creek lead. Sandy Creek has led by as much as five in this set, and Sutton has battled back. Michaela Shaw makes a good set. High off the Phillies. They'll have to send it back in a free ball, and it's going to be just off the net. Good concentration by Michaela Shaw. She'll push it back over, and the Cougars will reload. On the left side, Will now lets it go. Good attack, and hanging into the back row was Carrie Shaw to keep the drive alive and the rally going. Bumped over at the net, saved by Harms. Hendricks makes a nice touch on the ball. And they'll just, the Sandy Creek Cougars will just watch the ball drift out of bounds off the hit from Sutton. 11-7 is our score. Free ball for the Cougars. Shaw at the net, off the block, off the head of Harms, but the point's going to drop, and Sutton will get it. And Sutton now, all of a sudden, down by three, 11-8. Vanessa Van Kirk drives it across. Shaw hammers on the left side. Harms steps up off the pass from Shaw and drives it down. She'll pick up another kill. Ashley Harms firing tonight. 12-8 is our score. It's a four-point Sandy Creek lead. Sandy Creek service from Horst. On the right side, launched. Was it blocked? Was there a touch? No. Way out of bounds. I thought it may have went off a block. It did not. 13-8. Sandy Creek on top now by five. Back row set aim and just hook shots. It's over. Horst stayed home. Whistle blows into the net one more time is Corey Amon. And Sutton now trying to dig in. Down 14-8. 6-point lead. Service into the net from Horst. And Sutton will get the service back. Lead to five now, and it'll be Amanda Will now to serve. She'll bring this one across. It clears the net. They wanted a double hit. They didn't get it. Back row into the net. The ball bounced hard off of Carrie Shaw, and Sutton will end up with the point either way. Lead cut to four. Will now shot's going to be right on the line. In, and Sutton fighting back. Phillies are not giving up. Winner plays in the Coliseum for the championship tomorrow. The loser goes to the consolation bracket tomorrow morning. Both matches we will have for you on our network of stations. Caton keeps it alive for Sandy Creek. Launched in the middle. Harms brought it down. Was there a touch? No, there was not. So Sutton now all of a sudden has rallied, cut the lead to two, 14-12. Will now sends it across. Shaw works the right side through the block. Good save by the Phillies to keep it alive. And the Cougars now will reload off the set. Hammered Harms in the middle through the block. Amon and Bergen were there for the Phillies. And now it's a one-point match. Sandy Creek took the first set. We're in the second set. And Sutton threatening to tie it up. Shaw sets up a perfect job to Harms. And Harms takes advantage of it and just rips it home, gets the kill and a two-point lead for Sandy Creek, 15-12. Harms to serve. She'll step up, hammer it across. Vanessa Van Kirk, rather, and now in the middle, a battle at the net. Amon tries to keep it alive, rolls off the net. Sandy Creek now with the ball in the middle, hard shot, good cover by Will now. Amon sets the middle. Will now, or Bergen steps up, and Bergen gets the smash. Claire Bergen draws Sutton within one, 14-15. Sutton can tie it up now. Claire Bergen running jump, hard serve. It's going to float in, covered by Caton to Shaw on the left side. Carrie Shaw has it go off the block, and it's knocked out of bounds. Good hustle by the Phillies, but the point belongs to Sandy Creek. The lead now back to two, 16-14. Sandy Creek with the service now. And it'll be Montana Hendricks, leads the team in aces. Cleaning up a wet spot on the floor, Chris Erickson on the Sutton side. Towels it up, and we'll be ready to get back to action here. As Montana Hendricks throws it up, drives it across, covered by Bergen to Amon on the left side. Jamie Van Kirk makes the hammer. Cougars are there. A little misplay into the net. Some miscommunication in the backcourt for Sandy Creek, and the Cougars are up by just one. Corey Amon with the service. Her sidestep jump serve just clears the net. Good cover by the Cougars. They'll work to Caton in the middle. Her shot is going to be meaningless because Sutton was into the net. Did not see it, but Sutton called in the net, and it'll be back to two-point lead for Sandy Creek, up by two, 17-15. Hard shot on the left side. Vanessa Van Kirk goes up for the block, and on the left side, Force can't get it to go. She'll send it right back into the net, and we're right back to a one-point lead for Sandy Creek. Sutton with the service. Ball in the hands of Jamie Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk hammers it off the backstop, and Sandy Creek sends back the free ball. Amon now does the back set, works hard to get it to Vanessa Van Kirk, who will launch it out of bounds, and Sandy Creek's going to get it right back. Along with it, a two-point lead. Sandy Creek back to serve. Carrie Shaw handled the service. Michaela makes a set in the middle. It's going to be dinked over. Covering it was Vanessa Van Kirk. She'll send it back into the back row, covered by the Cougars, who launch one in the middle off the block. Hard shot. Harms gets it to go off the block. No, they're going to give it to Sutton. I think they called her in the net. Nevertheless, Sutton gets it back, trailing once again by one, Jessica Osterhaus. 6 foot junior. Sends it across, and we're going to get a double hit called on Sandy Creek, and the Phillies battle back. We're knotted up at 18 in the second set. Sandy Creek took the first set. Sutton trying to make things even. Misplayed, out of bounds. Sandy Creek lets it go, and Sutton has their first lead, or their second lead of the match. They led 2-0. And have trailed ever since. Now they're back up on top by one, 19-18. Osterhaus's service is over. Free ball as the Cougars look to even things up. Hammered by Harms. Harms gets the block right back, and then she'll load up again for the Cougars and pushed out of bounds by Jamie Van Kirk, and we're tied up at 19. It's a game of momentum. Michaela Shaw with the serve. She'll come up with a set now and dinked over, covered now by the Phillies. Will now will push it over. Left side attack just a little bit off its mark. Osterhaus to Will now. Will now gets it to Carrie Shaw on the left side. Horse brings it down. It's going to be just out of bounds. And Sutton hits the magic 21st, 20-19. Service from the Phillies, Cougars now. Michaela Shaw feeds Harms. Harms comes over, drives it down, and gets the kill, and that's what Sandy Creek needed. We're knotted back up at 20, late here. In the second set, Sandy Creek took the first one. Would like to go up 2-0, but they've got 5 points to get. Service from the Cougars rolls off the back of the fingers, and it'll be a free ball bat brought back by Jamie Van Kirk. In the middle, hard shot. Osterhaus makes a second row save. Pushed over. Smart play. Montana Hendricks was there and dropped it right in the middle of that sudden defense. And it's 21-20. Advantage Sandy Creek. Timeout Sutton. Things getting close towards the end here in the second set. We'll take a quick break. Come right back. It's high school volleyball semifinal action from Lincoln on the Breeze. 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Bergen Real Estate salutes the Sutton Phillies. Bergen Real Estate is a third-generation business. Owners Bill and Max Bergen can handle all of your real estate needs, commercial, residential, and farm. Located in Sutton and Geneva, call Bergen Real Estate at 773-5513 or 759-3399. Everyone at Bergen Real Estate congratulates Claire Bergen and the entire Sutton Philly team for making it to state and a great season. Good luck from Bergen Real Estate in Sutton and Geneva.
The Breeze, 94.5.
21-20, advantage Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek took the first set, 4 points away from taking the second set. Sutton may have something to say about it, however. Taylor Horst will serve for the Cougars. Up by one here in the second set. Floated across, picked up now. Amon makes a back set. Bergen was there in the middle. Harms comes through and rips one down, and Harms put that ball down in a hurry. She had a hammer on that one, and now the Cougars are on top by two, 22-20. Service continues from Horst. She'll work that back row. Vanessa Van Kirk to Amon on the left side will now let it go out of bounds. She wanted to make a play off of it, but she lets it go, and it'll go to Sutton now. Sutton within one, 22-21. Will now with the service. Shaw works the right side, hammered down by Harms, but covered by the Phillies. Touch in the middle. Carrie Shaw was there, working the left side to Amanda Caton. Caton stays out of the net, but makes a good touch to save it for the Phillies. Ripped down the line and out of bounds. Jamie Van Kirk through the block, gets it for Sutton. We're tied up at 22. Sutton now turns the tide, and their crowd coming alive. Timeout. Sandy Creek. Lauren Williams wants to talk about it. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball from Lincoln on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month, with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
Will you get more? Superstore Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
23-22, Sandy Creek. Picked up a quick point after the timeout. Still in play. Sutton brings it back. Good back row shot off the block from Vanessa Van Kirk. Goes Sutton's way. We're tied up at 23. Back and forth this set has gone. Back and forth this match has gone. Big serve from Claire Bergen now. Carrie Shaw rips it down. Gets it to go for Sandy Creek. 24-23, set point. Stand by for the Allens of Hastings mid-set break, but we've got a lot of volleyball here as the second set wraps up. Montana Hendricks drives it across. Amon now works the left side through the block, saved by the Cougars. And the Phillies strike gold on the left side to tie it up at 24. We'll be going to extras here. Corey Amon will handle the service for the Phillies. Are tied up at 24 off the net. Good save in the back row. Michaela Shaw sends it across. Bergen pushes it up. Jamie Van Kirk makes a touch on it. Here's Michaela Shaw. Now Carrie Shaw rips it down into the block, and Osterhaus brought it back. And the tide has turned 25-24. Sutton on top. We've got a timeout, Sandy Creek, as the second set comes down to the wire. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Van Kirk Brothers Contracting congratulates Jamie, Vanessa, Maria, and the entire Phillies team on a great volleyball season. Van Kirk Brothers specializes in heavy construction, including highways, underground utilities, storm sewers, and water mains. Call today, 773-5250. That's 773-5250. Owners John, Jim, and David Van Kirk wish the Phillies best of luck in today's game.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Got a good one shaping up here in Lincoln Southeast. Semifinal action for Class C2. Sutton Phillies with set point. Sandy Creek digging in, 25-24. Jump serve from Amon is covered by Carrie Shaw. Michaela makes it. It'll be a free ball sent back by Horst. Amon works it for the Phillies. Hard shot down. Sutton's going to get the second set, 26-24. Jamie Van Kirk comes up big, finds the bottom of the court, and gets game two, 26-24. And we are tied up at one set apiece. We'll take a quick break and come right back with your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. You're listening to Volleyball from Lincoln. It's playoff time, baby, on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Sutton Livestock Auction strives to meet the needs of growers, feeders, and meatpackers by offering many different livestock services, including internet auction, buying, and selling. Hogs and cattle sales every Friday starting at 11 a.m. Visit SuttonLivestock.com for more information. Good luck, Sutton Phillies.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop offering you more.
Will you get more? Superstore Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to our Allen's of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. And you're getting your money's worth if you're tuning in tonight, whether it be on 94.5 FM or KLIQFM.com. Welcome all of our listeners from Sutton and Sandy Creek. Glad to have you on board, whether you're here at the game or you're tuning us in via the internet or on the radio back at home. We've got a great match going here. We are tied up one set apiece. Sandy Creek took the first set, 25-21. Second set, back and forth several times, and Sutton comes out on top, 26-24, and they did it off some solid kills from Jamie Van Kirk. Good sets from Corey Amon. Great kills from Claire Bergen as well, and Osterhaus doing it up on the line. All the Cougars and Philly stepping up big so far in this match, and you'd expect absolutely nothing less. Semifinal action for C2, the winner goes to the Coliseum to play for the state championship. And whoever drops this game will go play in the consolation, which I believe is going to be right here. Now, we'll be at Lincoln Northeast, actually, and that match will be played on KHAS 1230 and online at HastingsLink.com. That's your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. Back to third set action. Corey Amon has the serve for the Phillies. And they waste little time giving the feed to Jamie Van Kirk, who drives it down. Sutton on a roll, up by one now here in the third set. And they are a very streaky team playing with a lot of emotion. Sutton now. Amon with a sidestep, running jump serve. Service going to go out of bounds into the crowd. In pursuit goes Montana Hendricks. But Sutton will pick up the point. They're up by two now, 2-0. Amon, side step, high, jump serve, just clears the net. Good back row return. Amon will handle it on the left side. Jamie Van Kirk drives it into the crowd. It goes. Good effort by Ashley Harms, but that ball had a vapor trail behind it. Hard shot all the way around. Sutton stretches their lead now to 3. Third set, good start for the Phillies. Amon works it up, toes the line, throws it across. Back set, goes right to Jessica Osterhaus from the Phillies on their return, and she was right there in good position right along the net and makes it 4-0 Sutton. Off to a big start here in the third set. Third set. Amon lets it fly. It's covered in the back row. Michaela Shaw is going to get called for a double hit. And it's 5-0. A good start to the third set. A great start for the third set from Sutton. Amon wants to keep it going. She'll drive it across. Clears the net. She attacks the middle. Pushed over. Good save by Vanessa Van Kirk. And it'll be sent back by Amon as a free ball. Michaela Shaw works with Carrie Shaw. Caton there to save it for the Philly or for the Cougars. Down the line. What's the call? Ball's out of bounds. Off the touch. Sandy Creek's going to get it. And the streak ends at 5. And now we've got a little bit of a discrepancy, but I think Sandy Creek is going to end up with it. They're still talking about it. They're calling it a touch at the net. Sandy Creek will get it. They'll send Montana Hendricks to the line. Hendricks throws it up, drives it across, covered by Bergen to Amon, to Osterhaus, fires it down. Good cover in the second row by Amanda Horst. They'll load up. The Cougars will and send it back as a free ball. They'll get a free ball now from the Phillies. Shaw works to Carrie Shaw. Carrie Shaw drives it across. Phillies send back a hard shot right down the line. And, boy, I tell you, Claire Bergen just wanted to get it over the net. And she does with some authority, and it is just inside the line. Service comes back to Sutton, and along with it, a 5-point lead, 6-1 here in the third set. Vanessa Van Kirk drives it across, covered in the back row. Carrie Shaw makes the set to Michaela, and Michaela's shot goes into the net, and it's 7-1 Sutton. Sutton's lead now is 6. Vanessa Van Kirk sends it across to the left side. Carrie Shaw sent it right into the block, and it was Osterhaus in on it to bring it down. Osterhaus and Vanessa Van Kirk get it. It's 8-1. We've got a timeout. Sandy Creek, we'll take a break as well. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Joe's Sports Cards, Comics, and Diecast Cars can be your one-stop shop for cards, comics, and cars. Listen to this. Joe has more than 4,000 diecast cars in stock, 2,000 comics, sports cards, card supplies, gaming cards, Nebraska memorabilia, pocket knives, gift certificates, and so much more. So stop in and shop at Joe's Sports Cards, Comics, and Diecast Cars, 231 North Lincoln in downtown Hastings, and call Joe at 462-4838.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Joe Wilson of Joe Sports Cards Collectibles on 231 North Lincoln is here in attendance tonight. His granddaughter, Amanda Caton, I think I mentioned a couple of times, and probably will a lot more tonight as Caton has really picked up her play. But right now, the Cougars down by 7. Sutton on a roll. Vanessa Van Kirk drives the clock just off, and that diving effort from Carrie Shaw keeps it alive for the Cougars now. It's the Phillies loading up. Osterhaus rips it down right across the net, into the block, straight down. Sutton picks up the point. The lead now is 8. 9-1. Vanessa Van Kirk drives it across. Shaw works now. Carrie Shaw gets it down off the block, and Sandy Creek will get it back. 9-2. Sutton leads the third set. We're even, one set apiece. This being the third. Amon works the right side down. Jamie Van Kirk was there to get the kill. And Jamie Van Kirk wastes no time getting the service back to Sutton, up by 8. Jessica Osterhaus on the right side. She's got a big, spins the ball in her hand, steps up, pulls this one across. Good back row save by Amanda Keaton, pushed over down the line. It's now Phillies loading up on the left side. Will now lets it go. Good cover by Sandy Creek. In the middle, the attack comes from Kerry Shaw, and Shaw will get the point for Sandy Creek. It's 10-3. Points coming out of premium at this semifinal matchup. A lot on the line. Service now, Kerry Shaw. Shaw steps up, drives this one across, covered by Bergen. Right side hammer. Bergen comes up and drives it down and gets the kill. Amanda Bergen gets the service back for Sutton. A lot going the way of Sutton, keeping the Sutton fans entertained. It's an 8-point Philly lead. Jamie Van Kirk steps up. She'll send it across, covered in the back row. Michaela Shaw works the set to the back to Horst. Horst gets it across. Now Jamie Van Kirk through the block and down to the court. Sutton gets it back. Things going the way of Sutton now. 12-3. And you get the feeling that the Phillies are picking up their groove. It's downhill from here. 12-3. And by downhill, I don't mean in a bad way. I mean easy going. Sandy Creek's going to waste no time getting it back. Michaela Shaw from the back row gets it to go, and it's 4 points for Sandy Creek, 12 for Sutton, an 8-point Philly lead. Will now on the left side. Attack's going to go out of bounds into the bench from Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek will pick up the point, and they'll narrow the lead now to 7. Sutton had a 9-point lead, and now the Cougars are digging in. Horst lets it rip. Good cover by, I think it was Osterhaus in on it. Shuffling to the right. Osterhaus dives and can't get this one. A big hammer from Sandy Creek. 12-6. Sutton has doubled up. But the Cougars are fighting their way back. They picked up 3 straight points. Timeout for Sutton. We'll take a break as well. Third set action, 12-6 our score. Sandy Creek is down to the Phillies. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seeds. Ask Tammy Steinhauer and Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at YieldLeader.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Big thanks to NewTech Seed, proud sponsors all season long for our starting lineup. Jason and Terry Stark. Big supporters of high school volleyball. Right now, Sandy Creek down by 6. They'll send Kerry Shaw back to the line one more time. She'll drive it across. Picked up. Amon now works the back row. Jamie Van Kirk makes the hard shot, covered by the Cougars, pushed over at the net by Horst. Back row again, Jamie Van Kirk gets it to go off of Amanda Caton, just slightly misplayed, but it'll go to the court. And 13-6, it's a 7-point Sutton lead. Sutton will send Amanda Wilnow back. Wilnow drops the knuckleballer across, and hustling for it is Michaela Shaw, dunked over by Caton. Left side, no, right in the middle. Bergen went up for it. Battle at the net, and Shaw decided to go under the net. Michaela Shaw. Point will go to Sutton, 14-6. Michaela sets up on the back court. Sister Carey, and it goes into the net, and Sandy Creek has dropped another one. 15-6. It's a 9-point Philly lead. Will now rips this one across. Covered by Caton at the net, sent over by the Cougars, loading up left side attack through the block. Cougars make a save of it. Amon now will go in the middle now to Bergen. Bergen gets it to go off Caton, hustling over to cover underneath it after the ball bounced off the basketball hoop, and the Cougars do a good job keeping the ball in play. Battle at the net, diving effort, and almost in. That was almost an incredible play. 3 really good shots by Sandy Creek. The last one from Kerry Shaw goes just over the net, impossible angle, and dropped just about 4 inches out of bounds. Service from Will now goes into the net. Sutton ends the streak. Sandy Creek gets it back now, 16-7. Amon, left side. Bergen gets it to go through the block, and down it goes. Claire Bergen rips one home for Sutton, and it's now the biggest lead of the evening for the Phillies, 17-7. Service from Claire Bergen, running, jump serve, hard shot. It's going to be picked up in the back row by the Cougars. Ripping it across was Harms. Harms stepped up, but it's covered by the Phillies. Over the block, diving effort, and some confusion in the back row. They're going to get a double hit called. Caton and Kerry Shaw collide, both made contact with the ball. It's an 18-7. Sutton in control by 11. Shot just off the net. Caton, good dig for the Cougars. Through the box, blasted by Harms. Harms sent it across, and head over heels was Claire Bergen in the effort to bring it back. All for nothing, because Sandy Creek will get it right back, 18-8. Service from Harms. Diving effort. Amon rolls over to get it. Free ball goes back from Bergen. Or check that. Will now. Will now had a ball shot right back at her from Kerry Shaw. And Shaw will get the point for Sandy Creek. 18-9. Harms can get some good rallies on services coming. Drives it across Jamie Van Kirk to Vanessa. Vanessa rips one down, or check that the other way around. It was Jamie Van Kirk with the big kill and gets it back for Sutton now, up by 10, 19-9. Corey Amon now with that sidestep. Running jump serve, throws it up, drives it across, covered in the back row by the Cougars. Harms lets it fly just at the net on the return, and Kerry Shaw was there to make the Phillies pay for it. The lead now is but 9, 19-10. Sutton on top, Sandy Creek on the serve. Ashley Harms throws it up, drives it over just on the net. Bergen there for a tough dig for the recovery, and then Van Kirk, Jamie Van Kirk, tries to muscle it over the net, and it's just mishit slightly, but it's enough for the point, 19-11. Sutton's lead is but 8. Bergen to Amon in the right side. Jamie Van Kirk lets it fly. Whistle into the net are the Cougars. And Sutton hits that magic 20, up by 9, 20-11. Jamie Van Kirk steps up, pops, it drops over. At the net, good battle. Kerry Shaw drops it in across, but it's going to be brought back real quick by the Phillies, and the Phillies find the empty court and pick up the point, 21-11. Sutton on top, timeout, Sandy Creek. We'll take a quick break, come back with more volleyball from Lincoln on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Andy Creek down, and Coach Lauren Williams and Kaylee Lepofsky trying to get some motivation out of these no-quit Sandy Creek Cougars, but they're down by 10, 21-11 here in the third set. Sandy Creek took the first set. Sutton battled and won the second set, and now Sutton cruising here in the third, 21-11. Jamie Van Kirk winds up, pops it across. Miss hit. Shaw will send it across. Michaela will take it. Amon works the left side to Will now. Will now splits the gap through around the block and gets it to drop, and the point will go to Will now, and it's 22-11. Sutton winning the third set big. Van Kirk's shot is covered right at the net. Good battle, good play by Michaela Shaw. From the back row, Jamie Van Kirk punches it across, picked up by Harms, and Shaw Gary Shaw drops it over. Amon now working with Will now. Attack comes from the left side. Diving effort. Point belongs to Sutton. 23-11. Phillies trying to finish this set strong. Up now by 12. Their largest set of, or largest margin of victory or margin of points on the night. Big block at the net. Osterhaus was in on it. Shaw there to cover it. Shaw hammers one through, but Amon is there to cover. Back row, Jamie Van Kirk fires it across. At the net in the middle, Sandy Creek still not going down. Carey Shaw rips one home, and it's 23-12. Amanda Keaton has the serve for Sandy Creek. She gets the go-ahead, drives it across, works that back row. Bergen's to cover on the right side. Vanessa Van Kirk drives it down, gets the point for the Phillies. 24-12, set point, Sandy Creek. It'll hold down by 12. Jessica Osterhaus will handle the service and will effort to get this third set from Sandy Creek. Her service is across. Amon works to Bergen. Bergen wastes little time getting the win for Sutton. Sutton takes set number three. Running away, 25-12. Sutton now up 2-1 over Sandy Creek. We'll take a quick break, come back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allens Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop offering you more.
Really, you get more Superstore. Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back one more time to Lincoln Southeast. Rob Austin with you courtside. Great crowd on hand. Great volleyball action going on here in the semifinals for C2. Sandy Creek takes the first set, 25-21. Big battle in the second set as the momentum shifted to Sutton, and the Phillies take it 26-24. And then this third set just wrapped up. Incredibly impressive for the Sutton Phillies as they really poured it on and take that third set, 25-12, taking a 2-1 lead over Sandy Creek. And this fourth set is a must-win for the for the Cougars. Sutton spreading the wealth all the way around, racking up some big numbers. Jamie Van Kirk has got a near-record night tonight with her kills. Claire Bergen has been a little bit quiet in that set, but she came up big when she needed to. Amon doing a fantastic job setting an Osterhaus, just set up there perfectly at the net to get the block. Amanda will now, from that outside position, racking up the points for the Phillies as well. For the Cougars, Carrie Shaw's been working like crazy out there, hustling around, trying to make it happen. She's getting some good sets from sister Michaela. Ashley Harms did a great job from the service line, but has been absent here in the last two sets as far as making those big kills, and the Cougars will need to rely on her to continue her fantastic play. 258 kills during the season, and they'd like to see a lot more here in postseason. Like to see some more effort from Taylor Horst, I'm sure, as well, the Cougars would. But that's your Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore, proud sponsors of our mid-set breaks. Fourth set action just about ready to begin. A must win for Sandy Creek. We'll see what kind of adjustments were made during that break, but Sandy Creek has got to get a little bit of pep in their step to get things going, because the tide can turn just that quick. Fourth set action just about underway. Harms will get things started as Sandy Creek goes to the serve first. Sutton digging in. Now Amon works the left side. Jamie Van Kirk gets it to go. Amanda Caton is home drive across through the block. And Kerry Shaw gets the point for Sandy Creek, and they'll start off with the lead, 1-0. Sandy Creek, interestingly enough, won the first point of the first set that they won as well, and not the other two. So Sutton digging in now. Jamie Van Kirk rips it almost to the upper deck off of Ashley Harms. And we're tied up at one. Back to serve will be Corey Amon. Amon once again with that sidestep, running jump serve, brings it across, back row covered. Kerry Shaw sets up Michaela. Michaela down the left side and into the net. Into the net were the Phillies, and Sandy Creek will get the point. They would have much rather had that kill on that left side by Michaela Shaw, but they'll take the point any way they can get it. It's 2-1. Amanda Keaton now to serve for the Phillies. Cougars now working on the left side. Here comes the attack from Vanessa Van Kirk. Battle at the net, into the net. The shot comes from Taylor Horst, and we're tied up at two. Driven across now from Sutton. Bumped over. It'll be a free ball now as the Phillies look to load up. In the middle, hard shot right down to the court. Jessica Osterhaus comes up huge. Osterhaus climbs the ladder, rips that ball almost straight down, gets the point. Sutton on top, 3-2. First time they've led here in the fourth set. Kerry Shaw rips it down. Good coverage by Jamie Van Kirk. Shaw now will load up with sister Michaela to make a big block, bring it right back down, and Sandy Creek will get it back. And we're tied up at three. Shaw sisters tower up on that net and took control of that one. Phillies now working with Will now on the left side. Shaw to Harms. Harms drove one down, but it's covered by Van Kirk. And answering on the right side would be Vanessa Van Kirk to get the point and the kill and the lead for Sutton on top, 4-3 here in the fourth set. It's a must win for Sandy Creek. They're down by one. On the middle side, Harms comes up. She'll go up for the block, and she won't need to because the return went right into the net. It was a good shot from Harms all the way. We're tied up at four. Michaela Shaw drives it across, picked up by Osterhaus to Amon. Now in the middle, Vanessa Van Kirk comes up big again for Sutton, and they'll get the lead back 5-4. Vanessa Van Kirk will take the serve for Sutton. She'll step into it, drive it across. Shaw. Michaela Shaw works it right into the feet, right, feeds it right into the block of Sutton, and Sutton will take the point now, and they'll stretch this lead to two. 6-4. Service from Osterhaus. Still playing, drive still alive. Sandy Creek thought they had the point. Cougars will have to regroup. Phillies kept playing. They got a free ball now coming from the Cougars. Battle at the net, tipped over. Bergen steps up, and the Cougars keep it alive. They'll send back a free ball and regroup. Amon works the middle with Bergen, saved by Harms. Harms will load up. She'll drive it across into the back row. Amon now works the left side to Wilnow. Wilnow's shot is covered, tipped over by Harms. Phillies adjust underneath it, pushed over through the block. Harms, two quick blocks right there at the net, and the shot's going to go just out of bounds. Vanessa Van Kirk got an arm on it, but Sandy Creek will get the point and draw within one, 6-5. Sutton up by one, Sandy Creek can tie it up right here. Service from Taylor Horst is going to be covered in the back row by Vanessa Van Kirk. She'll hammer it across. Kerry Shaw covers. Harms steps up into the block, batted right back by Claire Bergen. Bergen misses this block, and now it'll be a quick dunk. No, right into the net. Amon thought she saw something. Tried to hook shot it in real quick, and it went right into the net. We're tied up at six. Sandy Creek with the service. Force gets the call. Steps up, pops it across. Back row save by the Phillies. Dumped over at the last second by Will now. Feed perfect to Ashley Harms. Harms drives that one down clean. Clean shot. Sandy Creek now on top 7-6. Taylor Horst, 5'10 junior, drives this one just into the net, hit the top of it, and then rolled back to the Sandy Creek side. We're tied up at 7. Back to serve for the Phillies. Amanda Will now. Her service is going to be sent back as a free ball. Cougars barely made it now. Amon works back row. Jamie Van Kirk gets it to go off the block. Harms hit it, but it dropped right back down in Sandy Creek side. And it'll be a 8-7 Sutton lead, up by one. Amanda Will now winds up, pops this one across. It's a floater covered. Michaela Shaw has to hustle to get it. Free ball from Harms. Phillies load up. Amon to Jamie Van Kirk. She'll dink it over. Staying home was Carrie Shaw. Harms winds up, drives this one in. Caton keeps it alive, sends it across. Through the block and out of bounds. I don't think anyone touched it. Sandy Creek will get it back. Bergen made a hammer on it. Tied up at 8. Ashley Harms makes the serve. It's a good one. But the Phillies load up. They got a good shot on it. And Claire Bergen makes them pay for it as she had a beat on that ball. And Sutton has it back 9-8. A must-win set for Sandy Creek. They're down by one. Bergen's shot's going to have too much muscle on it. And we'll be tied back up at 9. Sandy Creek with the service. Shot from Montana Hendricks is just going to be out of bounds. So Sutton will pick up the point 10-9. Corey Amon, sidestep, jump serve, just clears the net. It's going to be sent right back, free ball for the Phillies as they load up. Shaw works the left side. Caton drives it across from the net, covered by Bergen. Pushed over. Caton, good save as she dives down in that front row to cover. Phillies load up off the block, knocked out of bounds. Carrie and Michaela Shaw made an effort at it at the net, but it's just out of bounds through the block. It's 11-9. It's a two-point Sutton lead. Amon continues her hot serves. Jump serve across. Michaela Shaw to Carrie Shaw for the dunk. Staying home was Amon. And the Cougars will reload. Caton sends this one across. Left side, Jamie Van Kirk sends the shot, but it's going to be just out of bounds. 11-10 now. Sandy Creek trying to battle back. Down by one. Caton service. Covered by Will now. Bergen will just push it into the net. No, over. It barely makes it on the right side. In it goes from Carrie Shaw. Shaw ties this match up at 11. You can feel it swing to Sandy Creek. Caton drives it across, covered by Bergen to Amon in the middle. Jamie Van Kirk gets it to go, Vanessa Van Kirk. Vanessa gets the kill on this one. Sutton regains the lead, and the service 12-11. Jamie Van Kirk will have the serve for the Phillies. She steps up, drives this one across. Caton covers right back to Osterhaus. They're battling at the net, and the Phillies can't get it back. Sandy Creek will get the point. We're tied at 12. Caton's put some good serves together. This is no exception. Amon works the left side to Will now. Will now off the block. Saved by Caton. Pushed up to the left side. Horst drives it across. Phillies load up from the back row. Out of position was Jamie Van Kirk. Saved now by Bergen to Amon. To Van Kirk, off of Carrie Shaw. Carrie Shaw to Michaela in the middle. Harms drives it down. Good save on the right side by Van Kirk. Harms reloads. This one's going to go through the block off of Osterhaus. And the Phillies can't make the adjustment. It's 13-12. Sandy Creek has regained the lead. They're up by one. It's a must-win set for Sandy Creek. Kerry Shaw sends this one across. Will now drives it over and out. Sandy Creek now stretches the lead to two. Their largest margin of victory of the set. Sutton's going to call the timeout. 14-12, Sandy Creek on top here in the fourth set. You're listening to high school volleyball semi-final action on the Breeze 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Stop into Murray's Place in Sutton. Meet your friends and enjoy a relaxed atmosphere. Happy hours from 4 to 6. Murray's is the place where attractive people go to get ugly. Congratulations, Phillies, on a great season.
The Breeze, 94.5.
14-12, Sandy Creek on top of the fourth set. A set they're going to have to win. Sutton's on top, 2-1. Midway through the fourth now, Sandy Creek trying to keep the rally going. Kerry Shaw drives it across. Bergen is there. Amon back set to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk's shot is covered by the Cougars. Down the line, it comes from Harms. Harms rips that one down, and it's just off the line, but it's knocked out of bounds by the Phillies, and it's a three-point lead, 15-12. Sandy Creek extends it. Service from Kerry Shaw now. Amon works the left side to Will now. Off the block, no one home for the Cougars. And the point belongs to Sutton. 15-13. The lead now two for Sandy Creek. Jessica Osterhaus to serve. No, she's going to yield it and come off to the bench. In for Sutton is Macy Steinhauer. Steinhauer is a 5'6 senior and has done some great serving. It's a running jump serve from Steinhauer. Her shot just off the back of a retreating Kerry Shaw. It'll be a free ball from the Phillies, but that free ball is going to drop. Steinhauer was a little bit slow coming up to cover, and the ball drops in. Sandy Creek gets it back, and they did not expect that. The lead now 3, 16-13. Michaela Shaw to serve. She sends it across, covered. Stepping up big, Claire Bergen from the middle. Drives it through the block, gets the point, and cuts the lead now to 2, 16-14. Sutton with the serve. It'll be Vanessa Van Kirk, the 5'10 junior, punches this one over. Shaw brings it back from the net. She's going to be called on a double hit. And the lead now is but one, 16-15. Sutton coming back. Shaw. Harms in the middle. She gets a good shot, but there to cover it was Jamie Van Kirk. Whistle blows, and point's going to go to Sandy Creek. Didn't see what happened, but it belongs to Sandy Creek. 17-15. Crowd not liking it, but Sandy Creek has the point. Service is over. Amon works. Bergen stepped up, hammered it across. Horst was there to cover. Pushed over by Kerry Shaw from the back row. Bergen one more time drives it. This one's going to go down for the point. And Sutton will get the service back and cut the lead to one, 17-16. Amanda Will now, the 5'6 senior, takes over service for the Phillies. Michaela Shaw saw something, dinked it over. Good save from the back row. Sutton knocks it back and misplayed by the Phillies. And we are knotted up at 17. Phillies digging in. They can put it away and get to the Coliseum with a win, but this service goes into the net, and Sandy Creek will get the lead back up by one. Ashley Harms can get the streak alive for Sandy Creek. Her service is over. Amon works the left side, and Jamie Van Kirk, that was Claire Bergen. Bergen comes up and gets it right back for Sutton. Tied up at 18. Bergen will take over service for the Phillies. Sandy Creek trying not to let this one get away. Sutton firing on all cylinders right now. On the left side, Kerry Shaw gets it to go, and the tide turns, and Sandy Creek gets the lead back, 19-18. Sandy Creek can put a few of these together in a hurry. Ashley Harms will step up. She'll toss it, drive it over, floats one in. Bergen covers. Amon works to Van Kirk, and it's the Shaw sisters on the block to get it to go. Sandy Creek gets it back. The lead now, 20-18, Sandy Creek. Timeout for Sutton. Sandy Creek driving now, keeping that rally going. We'll take a break as well and come back with a fantastic match in the fourth set. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back from the Sutton timeout. Sandy Creek with the service. Montana Hendricks lets it go. From the back row, Bergen lets it fly. Cougars are there to cover. Shot comes right back, and Shaw was in on that one. Kerry Shaw drives it down, gets the point. And it's 21-18. Sandy Creek trying to force a fifth set. 21-18. They're all tough points from here on out. Amon now works to Vanessa Van Kirk. Off the block, down to the court it goes. Sutton draws back. 21-19 is our score, and it's Corey Amon with the serve. And she can put something together for the Phillies. Side step, jump serve. Shaw goes down. Michaela goes up for it. Rips it through. Saved by Vanessa into the net. Are the Phillies. Sandy Creek picks up the point, 22-19. It's a three-point Sandy Creek lead. Looking to push this to a fifth and decisive set. Amanda Caton has the serve. Going down for it was Amon. It'll be a free ball sent from Osterhaus. On the left side, the attack comes. Covered by the Cougars. Bergen was there. Jamie Van Kirk rips it down at the net. Osterhaus to Vanessa, sent right back over as a free ball. At the net, dinked over. Good play by Michaela Shaw. Sets the middle now, and ripping it down was Michaela to Carey, and Carey makes it count, 23-19. It's a four-point Sandy Creek lead. In defensively now, Will now comes back. Bergen to Van Kirk, and Van Kirk's shot goes into the net. And Sandy Creek, 24-19, set point. Well, it could even it up with a score. Bergen, right side, Jamie Van Kirk lets it fly. Cougars load up on the left side, pushed over. Covered now by Jamie Van Kirk in that set position. And down to the court it goes. Sandy Creek forces a fifth and final set. You knew it was going to come down to it. 25-19. Sandy Creek wins set number four. We're even at two sets apiece. There will be a fifth set. Did you really expect anything else from this matchup? We'll take a quick break and come back with your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. It's high school volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allens Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop offering you more.
Will you get more? Superstore Allen's.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to your Allens of Hastings mid-set break. Rob Osmond with you, courtside at Lincoln Southeast, where Sutton and Sandy Creek battled each other four times throughout the year, and they split it two apiece. And now we come to the fifth time the two squads have met here in the semifinals, and we're going to a fifth set. You really couldn't ask for a better script to be written in the semifinals. The only thing that would make it better is if this were the finals. But the road to the finals goes through right here and will be decided in this fifth set coming up. And it'll be a matter of who wants it. Gut check time coming for Sandy Creek and Sutton. The winner will go on to play in the Coliseum. The loser will go to the consolation. We'll carry both matches tomorrow. And I'll let you know which stations are going to be on because the Huskers are going to play tomorrow on the Breeze. The championship game will be on KKPR 98.9 and KKPR.com. Consolation will be on KHAS radio, HastingsLink.com. And I'll reiterate that as we find out who's going to be where, because it's all coming down to this as we wrap up our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. The last one of the year, matter of fact, brought to you by Allens of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore. Fifth and final set will play to 15. Sandy Creek will have the service to get things started. And it'll be Montana Hendricks for Sandy Creek to get things going. Shot is over. It's going to be played in the back row by Bergen. Caton saves it for Sandy Creek. Amon works the left side. Jamie Van Kirsten gets it right back at her off the block from the Shaw sisters. And they'll retreat. Now Kerry Shaw will dink it over. Hustling up was Jamie Van Kirk. Check that, Vanessa Van Kirk. And now the Cougars are loading up. Caton will punch it over. Amon now works for the Phillies to Osterhaus. Into the block. Shaw sisters bring it back. Whistle blows. I didn't see what the call was. I did not see what the call was. Sutton has lost it. And it'll be 1-0 Sandy Creek on top. They made no indication despite all the protests. Service is underway. Sandy Creek working. They wanted a carry. Nope, they're going to get it. The whistle blows. Apparently it's hard to hear down there on the court. Both crowds getting into it. I think that was a case of one bad call deserves another. And we're even now at one. Amon with the serve. She'll wind up, drop it across, covered now. Michaela Shaw on the left side hammers it down. It's covered in the back row by Bergen. Vanessa Van Kirk off the break, off the block, gets knocked out of bounds, and Sutton is up 2-1. Every point so important. Corey Amon on the serve, sidestep, running jump serve, just clears the net. Good dig by the Cougars to keep it alive. Michaela Shaw goes, and it goes right into the hands of Vanessa Van Kirk, and Sandy Creek knocks it up at two. Amanda Caton steps it up. She brings it across, covered by Bergen to Amon to Jamie Van Kirk down the line. And Vanessa Van Kirk, will get it. Vanessa Van Kirk gets the point for Sutton. They go up 3-2. Jamie Van Kirk rips this one across. Pushed up on the right side, hammered, but knocked out of bounds. Good effort by Kerry Shaw, but too much on it. Sandy Creek now has doubled up on the Cougars, 4-2. Michaela Shaw makes a touch, and the point will go to Sandy Creek as the Cougars take advantage of a shift in position. It's 4-3 in favor of Sutton. Services up from Kerry Shaw. Amon now works the right side to Vanessa Van Kirk. Bumped over now, and here come the Phillies reloading. In the middle, Osterhaus rips one down. She's been quiet as of late. Shaw at the net. is going to get the point. Sandy Creek ties it up at four. Caton, one more time, flies this one over. Missed hit off the back row and into the back wall, and the point belongs. I'm sorry, it's not Caton serving, by the way. It's Kerry Shaw. And it's a 5-4. Sandy Creek leads for the first time in the fifth set. A third of the way there. Dropped over from Will now, covered by the Cougars. Return is going to go out of bounds. Hendricks put a shot on it, cleared the net, but just goes out of bounds. We're tied up at five. In to serve now is Macy Steinhauer. Steinhauer's shot goes over. Cougars cover. On the left side, driving it home. Harm stepped up and ripped that ball to the ground. Strikes the ball home, and Sandy Creek on top, 6-5. Michaela Shaw to serve. She'll pop it across, covered by Steinhauer to Amon on the left side. Will now drives it across. Cougars load up on the left side. Horst comes up big. Diving effort. Amanda Caton makes a diving effort, but can't get it. 6-6 the score. They were four deep on the serve. From Vanessa, Sutton shot off the block, goes into the back row. Nobody home for the Cougars, and Sutton gets the lead back, 7-6. Vanessa Van Kirk continues to serve. Her shot is good. Caton is there. To Shaw, pushed over by Horst. Amon now works with Will now. Will now shot goes right into the net. Amanda Will now saw something down the line she was trying to get and instead put it into the net, tied up at seven here in the fifth and final set. Bergen tips it over, saved by Caton. Right side pushed over. Ripped down this time by Van Kirk. Cougars will send back the free ball. Steinhauer to Amon, to Bergen, down to the court. And Bergen gets the lead back for Sutton, 8-7. Sutton served now. It's Will now. Amanda Will now serves it across. Dink goes in the middle. Will now steps up for the save. Vanessa Van Kirk drives it down, or Jamie Van Kirk drives it down. Cougars reload. After that, good touch by Harms, but the Phillies keep it alive. Another battle at the net. Harms dinks it over. Stepping up was Jamie Van Kirk. Here's Vanera. Jamie now on the left side through the block. Cougars get it. Reload. Drive it down. It'll be no. Whistle blows and a carry going to be called on Sutton. And we're going to be tied up at eight. Could it get any closer here in the fifth set? Midway through, 8-8. Shot from Vanessa Van Kirk, covered by the Cougars. Hammered at the net. Stepping up was Kerry Shaw. Shaw gets the lead back for Sandy Creek, 9-8. Timeout. Sutton. 9-8 in the fifth and final set. It's going to come down to it. We've got some serious points to be made and a ticket to the Coliseum. Pending. We'll take a quick break and come back with a great finale on the Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Clay County Physical Therapy is the standard in excellence for one-on-one hands-on care. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to all Clay County athletes.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop, 3G, and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring good rich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back. 9-8, Sandy Creek on top. Service from Ashley Harms. Returned back as a free ball. Hard shot. Covered in the back row by Steinhauer on the left side. Van Kirk lets it rip and fly, but it's Jamie Van Kirk with too much on it. And Sutton is up by 2, 10-8. It's their biggest lead of the fifth and final set. Harms lets it go. It's a high return. Amon's underneath it. Sets up Bergen. Bergen dinks it. Michaela Shaw there to save it. Carrie Shaw makes another save. Pushed over and just in. And the side judge was trying to get it out of the way. I don't know how she saw that ball was in. No call was made. The point goes to Sandy Creek, 11-8. We're going to get a timeout for Sutton. They can't believe the call went that way. Chris Erickson wants to talk about it. We'll take a break as well. 11-8 is our score in the fifth set. Sandy Creek on top. It's high school volleyball at its best on the Breeze. 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
At Sutton Lumber, we're proud to call Sutton home. If you're proud of your home and have projects coming up, from construction to fix it yourself, visit your hometown store, Sutton Lumber, a proud supporter of our Sutton area student athletes.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Ashley Harms has put up three straight points. Service now underway. Good rally going on here. Jamie Van Kirk sends it across. Hammered at the line. Save. Battle at the net. Whistle blows. Into the net goes Sutton. And the point belongs to Sandy Creek. Sandy Creek now up 12-8. 4-point lead. Just three more points and Sandy Creek's going to the state championship. Amon now works the right side, bringing it down with Claire Bergen. Bergen would not be denied on that one. Boy, she got some vertical leap on that one and rips it down. Cuts the lead to 3. It's 12-9. Sutton hanging in there, and Bergen will take over the serve. Can it get any closer? Running jump serve. Bergen throws it across, picked up by Caton. On the left side, Carrie Shaw brings it down and gets the point for Sandy Creek. They'll get the service right back. 13-9, Sandy Creek fans going wild. A 4-point lead. Montana Hendricks winds up, drives this one across. It's going to be just out of bounds. And Sutton will get it right back. 13-10. And if you're a Philly fan, you don't want to see the ball in the hands of Corey Amon with this sidestep jump serve, but that's exactly what's happening. Carrie Shaw, or Michaela Shaw, makes the hammer. She'll work her way back to the net. Off the block or through the block. Caton drives it over. Bergen with the save. On the left side, hammering it in. Jessica Osterhaus steps up. That's a huge point for Sutton, and Osterhaus made it happen. 13-11, Sutton down by 2. Corey Amon putting it together. Sandy Creek's going to call a timeout. We'll take a break as well. It's high school volleyball semifinal action from Lincoln on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
When you work the land, you know that you can make the land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar, Nebraska. Shuck Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Western Land Roller pumps, Hastings Irrigation Pipe and Supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Shuck Drilling. Quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields and helping our economy grow stronger. Shuck Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Coming down to the wire here in the fifth set. Two sets apiece. Sandy Creek up by 2, 13-11. They play to 15. Corey Amon with the serve for the Phillies. She'll step up. Drive it across. Michaela Shaw to Carrie Shaw, covered by Bergen. On the left side, Vanessa Van Kirk gets it off the block. Saved by the Cougar, by the Phillies. Still going. The rally continues. Phillies playing with some inspiration. Down the line it goes from Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk rips it down the line and draws the Phillies within 1, 13-12. Cougars digging in. This one's got a tough one written all over it. Battle at the net. Dinked over by Shaw. Michaela Shaw gets it to go, and going down hard and still down on the court is Corey Amon. Coach will come out and talk to her. Crowd goes really quiet because she went down real hard, and I think her hand went down in an awkward position, but we'll see what the call is as they're tending to her, as she made a dive. She's holding her side. Good effort for the Phillies, but boy, this puts a quiet tone on a very tense game right now. Still down in the court being looked at. Now they're going to try to work her back to her feet. Can't tell if she's holding her side or her arm. Coach Erickson will head over to the side. Let the medical crew do its work. Coach Lauren Williams has the Phillies together. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick 30 seconds and come right back. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Trying to guess the markets can be frustrating and costly. If you're ready to admit that no one really knows where the grain markets are headed, you're ready to put the AgWest team to work for you. They spend their time managing price risks and not guessing the markets. Call AgWest Commodities or visit the website at goagwest.com, and good luck, Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Corey Amon steps to the side, and she's going to come back in this ball game. That's a trooper. That's how bad the Phillies won it. But here's the scenario right now. Match point on the line. Amanda Caton with the serve for Sandy Creek. 14-12. The Phillies need 3 points, two to stay in it. Caton's service is underway. Amon works the left side. Vanessa Van Kirk, whistle blows into the net. There are the Phillies. And Sandy Creek is going to the Coliseum tomorrow. Sandy Creek has a ticket to the championship round. Unbelievable. And Sutton absolutely in shock. They'll play for the consolation tomorrow. We'll tell you all about it when we come back, but 15-12 is our final. Sandy Creek with a huge win tonight. They beat the number one seed and will play for the state championship at 5 o'clock on a game that you'll hear on Classic Hits 98.9. We'll take a break and come back with the wrap-up from Sylvan Learning Center right after this. You've been listening to the semifinal action for C2 from Lincoln on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar supports the farmers and agriculture in South Central Nebraska. Superior Deschler serves its customers with propane, custom application, liquid fertilizer, variable rate dry fertilizer, anhydrous ammonia, farm chemicals, refined fuels and seeds, including Dynagrow. Proudly serving Edgar, Fairfield, and the surrounding area. Superior Deschler Incorporated in Edgar. Good luck on the field and in the classroom to the Sandy Creek and area athletes. From Superior Deschler Incorporated.
For all your Husker game day gear, shop Allen's Husker Shop. We have the largest and most unique selection in the area now at 25% off through the end of the month. with new Husker clothing, including hard-to-find children's items. For tailgating before the big game, see our Husker canopies, chairs, and coolers. We carry corn heads, giant wall crushers, bedding, and collectibles. Allen's Husker Shop, offering you more.
Will you get more? Superstore!
This is the Sylvan Postgame Show on The Breeze 94.5, brought to you by Sylvan Learning Centers.
Help your child get headed in the right direction this school year. The Sylvan team will take the time to develop a personalized program that will achieve lifelong success for your child. Whether it's building core academic skills and filling in the gaps, improving study habits, getting them prepared for college, or providing focused help in one subject, Sylvan can help. To learn more, call Sylvan today at 1-800-EDUCATE or visit us on the web at www.educate.com.
Now, let's go back for a recap of tonight.
Welcome back to Lincoln Southeast, where the celebration short-lived for Sandy Creek as the Cougars will go to the state championship tomorrow, but they've got another match to play here, and NSAA officials doing a great job of clearing out the arena and getting things set for that next match that will be starting here momentarily as they're continue to working. We're going to see if we can get any of our coaches to pop up here for a quick interview. But you're listening to the Sylvan Learning Center postgame show brought to you by Sylvan Learning Center, 1-888-EDUCATE. And, boy, did we get an education tonight. I tell you what, never mind the seeds. It's the rivalry. It's what it's all about to get to the state championship. And Sandy Creek dug a little deeper, worked a little harder, and made it happen as the doors open for Sandy Creek to the Coliseum tomorrow in a match that will come your way on Classic Hits 98.9. So Sandy Creek fans, tune in to 98.9 and KKPR.com to catch tomorrow's championship game. Sutton fans, we will still air the consolation match that will take place at Lincoln Northeast at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. That game will be played on KHAS 1230 and HastingsLink.com for the Sutton Phillies. And the teams that they're going to be playing are on the court right now, and they're going to play it out. But it'll either be third seed Aquinas or second seed North Platte St. Pat's. So both those teams will be coming into the action, to the equation, and we'll find out who's going to win that one here in just a moment. We will not be carrying that game. So check out online at nsaahome.org or online with us tomorrow at kliqfm.com, hastingslink.com, and kkpr.com. And we'll have those updated brackets for you to peruse and find out who it's going to be, but Aquinas and North Platte St. Pat's just about ready to get underway. Sandy Creek going to the championship match, representing C2 in the Southern Nebraska Conference. Sutton going to the consolation will play tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, and a disappointing end for Sutton. Second year in a row they'll have been in this consolation match, and they wanted to go to the big show, but Sandy Creek comes out on top. We'll take a quick break and catch up with some of our sponsors that make these games possible, and wait for the coaches to hopefully pop up here and get a quick word in with them if we are able to. It's a huge crowd now working their way in for this next matchup. But your Sylvan Learner Center postgame show will continue here in just a moment on The Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Sutton Livestock Auction strives to meet the needs of growers, feeders, and meatpackers by offering many different livestock services, including internet auction, buying, and selling. Hogs and cattle sales every Friday starting at 11 a.m. Visit SuttonLivestock.com for more information. Good luck, Sutton Phillies.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Clay County Physical Therapy is the standard in excellence for one-on-one hands-on care. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to all Clay County athletes.
stop into Murray's Place in Sutton. Meet your friends and enjoy a relaxed atmosphere. Happy hours from 4 to 6. Murray's is the place where attractive people go to get ugly. Congratulations, Phillies, on a great season.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seed. Ask Tammy Steinhauer in Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
The Butcher Shop in Fairfield proudly supports the Sandy Creek athletes and teams. Good luck in all your games. The Butcher Shop does custom butchering and processing of beef, pork, and lamb, also canned meat. And as many people know, the Butcher Shop is your place for the processing of your deer meat. Gene and Eileen invite you in for some great sale prices on prime rib this week. Stop in or call the Butcher Shop, 301 Northeast Street in Fairfield, supports the Sandy Creek students in the classroom and on the field.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
At Sutton Lumber, we're proud to call Sutton home. If you're proud of your home and have projects coming up, from construction to fix it yourself, visit your hometown store. Sutton Lumber, a proud supporter of our Sutton area student athletes.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back one more time to Lincoln Southeast semifinal matchup. First half of the bracket is complete, and it's Sandy Creek Cougars going to the Coliseum to take on either Aquinas or North Platte St. Pat's, and that match is going to be underway here in just a moment. We were kind of hoping the coaches would get up here, but unfortunately it looks like the crowd is way too big, and big turnout tonight for Aquinas here. They've got a good, their section of the gym is absolutely packed. And it'll be good. We do have some other updates for you. Clay Center will be taking on Greeley Wolback in the championship game tomorrow. And that'll come your way at 11:30 on 1550 KICS in that D2 championship. In D1, Meridian is going against Exeter Milligan, and that'll take place. Oh, wait. I got to check my notes here and make sure. Howells is in the picture somehow. I think Howells and Meridian are going to play. Papillion La Vista won tonight. Columbus Scotus and Grand Island Central Catholic will be going at it for the championship tomorrow morning at 9:30 on KKPR 98.9. Doug Duda will have the call for that one. So that should be a absolutely fantastic matchup there. Columbus Scotus and Grand Island Central Catholic, number one seed versus number two seed. That'll be coming your way. So on that note, I want to take one more break, and then we will come back and we'll talk about where everyone's going to be and what's going on here as we prepare for championship day tomorrow with a consolation or two thrown in there as well. So stay with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
If you need a loan, you need the Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar. The Guide Rock State Bank is ready to help you with your car loan, farm equipment, personal, or business loan. Whatever you need, checking accounts, savings accounts, loan CDs, the Guide Rock State Bank offers its customers the utmost in convenience and professional service. The Guide Rock State Bank in Edgar, your full-service bank, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC. The Guide Rock State Bank supports the Sandy Creek students, athletes, and coaches.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring good rich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6000 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
Bergen Real Estate salutes the Sutton Phillies. Bergen Real Estate is a third-generation business. Owners Bill and Max Bergen can handle all of your real estate needs, commercial, residential, and farm. Located in Sutton and Geneva, call Bergen Real Estate at 773-5513 or 759-3399. Everyone at Bergen Real Estate congratulates Claire Bergen and the entire Sutton Philly team for making it to state and a great season. Good luck from Bergen Real Estate in Sutton and Geneva.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Sutton Livestock Auction strives to meet the needs of growers, feeders, and meatpackers by offering many different livestock services, including internet auction, buying, and selling. Hogs and cattle sales every Friday starting at 11 a.m. Visit SuttonLivestock.com for more information. Good luck, Sutton Phillies.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments, plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Still kind of holding our breath here at Lincoln Southeast, trying to see if we can get the coaches up here. They have retired to the locker rooms, and we're hoping they can sneak their way back up here. Not sure if that's going to happen or not, but encourage you to hang on as we may get a chance. We knew that they were going to try to get back up here to get a quick word in with them, but they may not actually be allowed to because there are a lot of people here in this gymnasium. It is packed, and working your way around here is going to be difficult. They are packed here on the Aquinas side, which is where we are, and kind of keeping an eye out for them. If you've just tuned in to the Breeze trying to catch a little bit of music, bear with us. We'll get back to it because we just wrapped up here a semifinal match in D2 where we watched Sandy Creek take the first set against Sutton. Sutton came back and took the next two. Sandy Creek took the fourth set to even things up at two. He went to a fifth and decisive set, and Sandy Creek comes away at the end with a 15-12 win. A huge win for Sandy Creek as they go last year having only five wins to this year, knocking on the door of the Coliseum for the state championship. Huge turnaround and a very emotional match. Chez for Sandy Creek as they have had to battle all the way from winning sub-districts and fighting all their way up. So that'll set the stage for tomorrow, and it'll be a fantastic setup tomorrow. And again, they'll play the winner. Sandy Creek will play the winner of this match coming up now, which is Aquinas and North Platte St. Pat. And that'll be coming up. So we are going to let me take another quick break here and see if I can actually go down and find out where these coaches are. So bear with me for a little bit. It's worth it to hear what these coaches have to say to set the stage for tomorrow. We'll see if we can get her taken care of, and then we'll set the stage and let you know who's going to be coming up where and when one more time. So stay with us. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
Oregon Trail Equipment is one of South Central and Southeast Nebraska's largest John Deere dealerships, offering new and used farm equipment, including tractors, combines, planters, skid steers, lawnmowers, plus parts and service. Oregon Trail Equipment, located in Fairfield, Hebron, Superior, Beatrice, and Marysville, Kansas.
Stop into Murray's Place in Sutton. Meet your friends and enjoy a relaxed atmosphere. Happy hours from 4 to 6. Murray's is the place where attractive people go to get ugly. Congratulations, Phillies, on a great season.
Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska since 1882 by providing full-service banking, including deposit accounts, loan products, trust farm management services, insurance, and investment products. The staff at Cornerstone Bank really cares about you and the communities we serve. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Check out the new Golden Harvest corn and soybeans available through Steinhauer Farms. No one is in a better position to help build productivity solutions best suited to your operation. Sutton Phillies Volleyball is brought to you by Golden Harvest Seed. Ask Tammy Steinhauer in Sutton about the new corn and soybean products for your area.
Clay County Physical Therapy is the standard in excellence for one-on-one hands-on care. Whether it's a sports injury treatment or some other rehab service that you need, call Clay County Physical Therapy at 773-0270. Clay County Physical Therapy sends out congratulations to all Clay County athletes.
At the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton, their knowledgeable staff will help you spend your remodeling dollars wisely. The Paint and Paper Palace carries Mohawk flooring and the full line of Benjamin Moore paints. Check their wide selection of window treatments, wall coverings, and flooring options. Located at 234 North Saunders in Sutton. That's the Paint and Paper Palace in Sutton.
Good luck, Phillies, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Phillies from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Georgia 66 Easy Stop 3G and Subway says congratulations on a great year, Sutton Phillies. Stop in today for Ultra Clean Phillips 66 gasoline, snacks, cold drinks, groceries, and use their car wash. Eat fresh from Subway featuring Goodrich ice cream, pizza, salads, and breakfast. Good luck, Phillies, from Georgia 66 Easy Stop on Highway 6 in Sutton.
Printing MD in Sutton is your printing doctor for all of your printing needs. Wedding invitations, embossed napkins, letterheads, envelopes, invoices, business cards, form brochures, posters, banners, and even magnetic signs. Printing MD proudly supports all Sutton athletes.
Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance of Sutton would like to wish the Sutton Phillies the best of luck during the state tournament run. Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance are proud of the Phillies and proud to serve Sutton's financial needs. Brought to you by the people who know at Astra Bank and Ackerman Insurance, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back one last time to Lincoln Southeast. Rob Osmond with you. Unable to track down the coaches. Definitely apologize for that. Kind of hoping they were going to be a little more available to us. But not to be. Just too much excitement, too much going on. The good news is this. Both Sutton and Sandy Creek will play tomorrow. The difference will be Sandy Creek's playing for the state championship and Sutton will be playing once again for the consolation third place in the state. So that's where it'll shape up tomorrow. And again, to let you know where that's going to be on our network of stations, because we have the Cornhuskers coming your way tomorrow as they take on Kansas. So that will not be able to be on the Breeze. So you will not catch us here at KLIQFM.com or 94.5. You will, however, catch that championship matchup on KKPR. That's 98.9 Classic Hits. at 5 o'clock for that championship matchup between Sandy Creek and either Aquinas or North Platte St. Patrick. Now, the consolation game will take place earlier in the day, in the morning at 10 o'clock. We'll have a 9:50 pregame show coming your way when the Sutton Phillies will take on the loser of the match about to start now, either Aquinas or North Platte St. Patrick. So that's the way things will shape up for us tomorrow in these four matches. And also, don't forget, you'll be able to catch Clay Center and Greeley Wolbach in the state championships tomorrow at 11:30 in the morning. That'll be on 1550 KICS as well as HastingsLink.com. You should be able to pick it up there on ESPN. Doug Duda will have the call for Clay Center and Greeley Wolbach tomorrow for the championship. He'll also be calling the championship game between Columbus SCOTUS and Grand Island Central Catholic. Those games, that game will be on KKPR Classic Hits 98.9. So that's our rundown for tomorrow. More volleyball coming your way. Three championships and a consolation coming your way tomorrow on our network of stations. So we're going to wrap things up on that note. Thank you so much for hanging with us and tuning us in. Again, apologize for not being able to catch the coaches, but I hope you did enjoy tonight's broadcast. Also want to say a big thanks to Tyler Maffitt back in Mission Control, pushing all the right buttons and getting us on the air tonight. Always a pleasure. Thanks to all of our sponsors, all of our many sponsors, for making it possible. We'll catch them all tomorrow as well for the championship. We've just wrapped up here. Sandy Creek wins their half of the bracket and will represent Southern Nebraska Conference in the state volleyball championships tomorrow. Again, at 5 o'clock, we'll have a pregame coming your way at about 4:45 on KKPR 98.9. Thanks so much. I'm Rob Osmond, and hope you enjoy the broadcast. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll catch you tomorrow. You've been listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5 and KLIQFM.com.
The Corner Market in Edgar congratulates the Sandy Creek Cougars on another great season. The Corner Market is an affiliated Foods Midwest store featuring Sure Fresh and Sure Fine products. Corner Market is a full-service grocery store delivering Tuesdays and Fridays. The Corner Market has custom-cut USDA choice meats, no additives, and meat and cheese trays. The Corner Market is open Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. and from 9 to 3 on Sunday. Why pay more when you can buy for less? The Corner Market in Edgar, Nebraska.
At Sutton Lumber, we're proud to call Sutton home. If you're proud of your home and have projects coming up, from construction to fix it yourself, visit your hometown store. Sutton Lumber, a proud supporter of our Sutton area student athletes.
South Central Chiropractic in Sutton wishes the Sutton girls the best of luck. South Central Chiropractic has been helping folks in and around Sutton for over 10 years. They're the ones to see for sports injuries, spinal problems, or any joint discomfort. Call for your appointment with Dr. Corey E. Burt at 773-4403. That's 773-4403. Good luck, Sutton Phillies, from South Central Chiropractic, 206 North Saunders in Sutton.
Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services. Protect your yield and let Mike and Ted inspect your acres for bugs. For more information, call 773-5581. That's 773-5581. Good luck, Phillies, from Mike George and Ted Ely's Field Scouting Services in Sutton.
When you work the land, you know that you can make the land work more for you with irrigation and test wells from Schuff Drilling Company in Edgar, Nebraska. Schuff Drilling has T&L pivots, Worthington pumps, Western Land Roller pumps, Hastings Irrigation Pipe and Supplies, and repairs all types of pumps. Schuff Drilling, quality products produced locally to help you increase your harvest yields and helping our economy grow stronger. Schuff Drilling Company in Edgar since 1947, supporting Sandy Creek and area athletes.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Deeker Construction in Hastings has been a trusted contractor for more than 25 years. Deeker Construction specializes in custom homes, commercial construction, complete remodeling, and additions, as well as concrete work. Deeker Construction's support of high school athletics helped make this broadcast possible.
What was your reaction to the last report card your child brought home?
joy, disappointment, confusion, shock. Many parents experience a range of emotions at report card time. They're certain that their child can do better in school, but just aren't sure how to help. Sylvan can help. Through a variety of diagnostic tools, Sylvan can help pinpoint your child's academic strengths and weaknesses and create a personalized program to meet your child's needs. Sylvan can help the next report card be a great one. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
KLIQ Hastings.